How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Good morning to you.
Well, thanks so much. As someone who was raised by a single parent, and it's 2011, I was caught a little off guard that we still have to fight for equal pay for women, and it's something that you've been involved with.
Yes, yesterday we commemorated Equal Pay Day, and it's the day that I say commemorated, not celebrated, because it's certainly not something to celebrate, but where we pay attention to the fact that here in America, and especially here in Michigan, women still make only 72 cents on the dollar for what their male counterparts make for the same work. And it's certainly an issue, as you mentioned, for single-parent households. If women are often a single parent trying to raise children, it's a big challenge if they're bringing home 28% less than their male counterparts just to keep food on the table and get the bills paid. And so it's not just a women's issue. This really is a family issue, a children's issue for all of us to be concerned about.
Well, why the pay difference? I would think that we've gotten past that.
Have. And that's why this year when we introduced the package of bills to put it into Michigan law that employers need to pay equal pay for equal work, we created one of the bills creates a commission to study it because it is an interesting thing. Like you said, it's 2011. We have more women than ever in the workforce here in Michigan. About 62% of Michigan women do work outside the home. So you'd think we're breaking through those glass ceilings and that women are making strides. But unfortunately, we still find that it's the case. So we'd like to set up a commission to really dig into the details and find out why it still is.
Retirees who will be at least 67 come January 1 got a break yesterday from Governor Rick Snyder and Republican leaders who unveiled a revised tax plan that keeps their exemption from pension taxes. When looking at this deal, I wanted to get your thoughts.
As I've gone around my district talking to folks about Governor Snyder's original plan to tax pensions, or certainly to tax public pensions for the first time, there seems to be a lot of concern by our older retirees that, you know, if you're a young retiree, you still might be able to pick up a part-time job, do something else to raise a little money. But for those who are older retirees who have been on a fixed income for a while and don't really have the same opportunities to go back into the workforce even in a part-time way, there's a lot of concern that that would really disproportionately impact them because their income is fixed while the cost of food and energy and fuel goes up for all of us all the time. So I think there'll be a lot of folks who actually like this idea that we're sort of protecting those older seniors or older retirees who just don't have as many options to go out and make additional revenue.
Governor Snyder's plan could eliminate taxes for 95,000 businesses in Michigan. Many big corporations already do not pay state and local taxes, according to the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy. Do you believe that to be true?
I do believe that to be true. And, you know, I think the thing for me is I served on tax policy for 4 years in the House. I still serve on the Senate version of that. It's called finance. So the entire 5 years I've been in the Michigan legislature, I've worked on tax policy issues. And one of the things that that we talk a lot about in tax policy is, you know, the more fair you can make a tax, the broader you can make the base of folks who pay it, then the lower the rate can be. So everybody chips in their little bit, and we have enough to pave the roads and pay for schools and make sure we can plow the snow and all that. And I think the question for us really right now as we go forward is, what is the fair share that our corporations should be paying? Because our corporations still want good roads and they still need police and fire and first responders to come if something goes wrong. So figuring out what that right number is so that they pay their fair share, but also have enough dollars in their, you know, in their checkbooks so that they can be hiring folks in these tough economic times and buying new equipment and keeping the economy growing. So I think as we really spend some time in the next few weeks and months looking at our overall tax policy, those are the kind of questions we need to answer.
Well, finally, Senator Warren, when we look at what the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy says, here we have this almost $2 billion budget deficit. And according to these folks, the middle class and the poor people are going to be the ones to suffer, where the big corporations and the rich are not going to be paying their fair share. And you just mentioned you're trying to find balance there, but we have that age-old tug of war rearing its ugly head again.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, as we watched the proposal that the governor laid out, it was very, very concerning to me that the biggest, the biggest group of folks who are being asked to chip in more really were the lowest earning of our working citizens. So the earned income tax credit goes to really to the folks among us here who are struggling but are keeping a job, working, earning income, but the very lowest level of income, and then our seniors on fixed income. So it really didn't seem like, you know, the governor talks an awful lot about trying to be fair and simple in his tax policy, and I think, you know, we're really, in the way he originally laid it out, asking for a disproportionate sacrifice, not a shared sacrifice, but a very disproportionate sacrifice from our seniors and our lowest earning working people. So, again, you know, we're at the very beginning stages of this. There'll be a lot of legislative discussions, but you're right. As it was introduced, I think a lot of us worried a lot that those who can least afford it were being asked to pay the most.
All right, before we let you go, what's at the top of your agenda for the rest of this week?
Well, you know, this week we're back to committees. We're going to be looking at the subcommittee level at nearly all of the budgets. Probably about 80% of the budgets will get their first votes in the subcommittees. And in our tax policy committee, we're going to start to really consider these proposals that the governor's put in front of us. So I think it's really just going to be taxes in the budget this week.
Oh, and Senator Warren, before I let you go, where is your bill regarding the Silver Alert legislation?
The Silver Alert?
Yeah, is that something that you've been working on? It's a bill that's pending in the House Family and Children Seniors Committee. It's sponsored by Jeff Irwin.
Oh, for seniors who wander.
Correct.
We worked on this in the House a couple of years ago. We actually did pass it out of the House, but it never made it through the Senate, mm-hmm. So the bills got reintroduced. So this is the concern that as we learn more about Alzheimer's and what impact dementia can have on you know, seniors wandering, unfortunately, out of their homes. We have folks who end up freezing to death and things like that because they get out of their house. And so this legislation would help us be able to put out like an Amber Alert, like we do when we have a child who's gone missing that we worry was, abducted or lost. We can put that kind of alert out there for our seniors as well to make sure we can get them back into their long-term care facility or back into their home and in the, you know, in the protection of somebody who can take care of them. So I don't think that bill has had a hearing again yet this session, but it was a very bipartisan legislation when we passed it last session, because it really is not it shouldn't be a Democratic or a Republican issue. It really isn't an issue for all of us to worry about for our vulnerable seniors.
State Senator Rebecca Warren, who represents the 18th District, which is made up of the majority of Washtenaw County. Thanks so much, Senator.
Well, thanks so much for the invitation. It was great to be with you this morning.